Randy, we've missed you, so you're on the spot.
Okay. That mean I'm coming up?
That means you're coming up, all right. Yes. Always good to have you here.
I have to be ready if I'm...
That's right.
If I'm going to be gone and then I show up, I know I'm going to
be
up
ready.
There. All right. Heavenly Father, we're in a comfortable building in a comfortable place. Most of us have had dinner or will go have dinner, and those are all really great things. Those are all blessings to us. Dr. Jim is here another week. That's a blessing to us, Lord. I know some of the people watching this video or hearing this audio aren't in a comfortable place. Your Bible tells us, your word, you tell us, that your peace passes understanding. And Lord, I think that's the crazy thing, is there's people out there that don't have the comforts that we have, but your peace is still available. The gospel, Christ, you don't mean physical comforts, but you can still have peace. Lord, I thank you for Dr. Jim. I thank you that he's here, even if he might not be physically comfortable. I thank you that he's here every single week and that you bring him back. I thank you for what he does. And I ask that you would open the hearts of those in this classroom, open the hearts of those that are hearing or watching later, and teach us something that we can then turn around and teach someone else, and just keep it going and keep your word going. We thank you again for the comfort that you've given us tonight and for the peace that passes all understanding. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. The people out in the web, World Wide Web, I didn't think I'd ever say that. They know all of you, and they appreciate you. And they even appreciate your prayers. And they like to see who looks like what. So that's why I get you to come up here. They want to look at you and see who Brandy is, or Cindy, or Sharon, or Mike, or Corey, or whatever, you know. See what you look like out there, part of the class, because they're part of it. They just feel like they're here. And they email me, they call me on the phone, and different things. They said, I knew that question if I was there. I knew that question. All right. Tammy, it's good to see you're still just tripping right along here, 7 months along, and just two to go. 11 and verse 31 is where we are. John 11 and 31. John 11 and 31. Hoy. Un, eudoion, doyo, hoi, ontes, met, altes, en, te, oikia, kai, para, mi, thu, minoi, altain, idontes, tain, meriam, hote, toxios, aneste, kai, exelthane, Aku lu theson, aute, doxantes, hote, hapalge, ace, to, minimion, hina, classe, eke. That's a long verse. Therefore, this word un there, that's a particle. That little particle there can be and, or therefore, or because of this, so as the ones Jews, the ones being with her, these are the Jews that were with Mary and Martha in the house. Lazarus has died, and now it's test time. What does Lazarus mean? What does Lazarus mean? What is the Hebrew elongated word that Lazarus come from? What? Lazarus means helpless. Now, what is a shortened form of what word, what name in Hebrew? Eliezer, which means God helps. All right? Lazarus has died. He's been dead for over 3 days, a type of what Christ will be. All of these. Jonah, we have been teaching the book of Jonah. How long was Jonah dead? 3 days. Jonah was dead 3 days. A lot of people have Jonah alive in a whale's belly and all this kind of stuff, and you could have done this, and a whale could have swallowed him, and all the story, you know. But that's not what happened with Jonah. Jonah's dead. He's speaking from Sheol, isn't he? The place of departed spirits. All right, now Lazarus is in Sheol at this time. His soul and his spirit are in Sheol. His body is in that tomb. Okay? And the Jews, the ones being with her in the house, in te oika, in the house, and para, trying to console her, trying to give her maybe wine to drink, something, maybe opium, whatever, laudanum. They used that to calm your nerves back then. This was medicine. That's word in here is paramithumenoi. See that? Paramithumenoi. That means that maybe they were giving her some type of medication, which was opium or alcohol. And they were consoling her. And what were one of the gifts that Jacob sent to Joseph when he was king of Egypt, basically? What was one of the gifts? Opium. Opium. All right. And what was one of the gifts that Jesus received from the Magi? Opium. That was a rich man's medicine. All right. Well, they're consoling her, and she is not... These people are rich, aren't they? They're wealthy people. Okay, these are not nobodies. These are somebodies. Consoling her, having seen the Miriam... Mary means what? What does Mary mean? Remember what Mary means? What? Mary means bitter. Mary means bitter. Because quickly... And we get our word taxi from this word, quickly, toxios. That's an adverb, by the way. She rose up. She rose up. And she went out. And they followed after her, having thought that she goes to the tomb. Now, the word tomb there means a place of memory. Tomb means a place of memory. We got our word memorial service from this word. Memorial service in English comes from this menomion. Memorial service comes from this word. When you see a headstone, that is a memorial stone. A menomion stone. Okay? The place to remember. In order that she might weep there. Alright? Klasse. Third person singular. First heirs. What mode is it? Subjunctive mode, she might weep there. They didn't know she might weep there. 11:32. Hey, un Mariam hos Elzain hupo ein Jesus edusa auton apason auto pros tus podas lagusa auto curie A, ace, a lot of long verses. Hode, uk, on, mu, apathanein, ho, adelphos. And therefore, the same word, the particle here, un, and therefore the Mary, and look at the word Mary there. See that definite article in front of us? What does that definite article tell you? Right off the bat, if you're a Greek scholar. Cindy? It's feminine, and it's in the nominative singular feminine case. Nominative singular feminine. Definite article. All right? See that right under NSF underneath it? Nominative singular feminine definite article. So you know Maryam is also in that case. And therefore the Mary, she is the subject. When? That's a little adverb. It's also a particle. An enclitic particle, all kinds of stuff on page 444. Hosts. She came. Where? Kept on being Jesus. Having seen him, she fell of him to the feet of him, saying to him, Lord. Now, this word Lord here, Kyrie, what is the modern Hebrew word for this? What is the modern Hebrew word for this? Adonai. Okay? She is acknowledging him as Adonai or Jehovah of the Old Testament. If you... Or since you, look at the word A there, that's a first class conditional particle, condition determined as fulfilled. If you kept on being, Look at that word, second person singular, imperfect, indicative, active. If you kept on being here, not if of me, the brother, he would have died. That's the way you pronounce it right there. Not if of me, he would have died, the brother. Okay? My brother would not have died had you been here. Literally, since you had been there, if you'd have been here. We got to have it if English language, but in the Greek, it's actually since. Since you were here, or if you had been here, positively, my brother would not have died. She believed that he was a god of creation. 11:33. Jesus, un hos edain, altain, tlauson, kai, tos, sin elthontes. Alte, Judeus, Cleontas, Eni Bri Mesato, To Numati, Kai Etaroxen, Auton. Jesus, therefore, and Jesus, when, see, there's another, that little word host there, here it's when he saw her. Look at her now, altain. That's accusative singular feminine third person pronoun. You can tell that by the ending on it. Accusative singular feminine third person pronoun. When he saw her weeping and the having come together with her, he came up to her and probably held her. That's what they would do at that time. They'd hold each other and kiss each other and weep together. That's what they did. The Jews, weeping. Then he said, he groaned in the spirit. His spirit groaned because he saw her pain. Now, he loved this woman. He loved these two women. He loved them. And he loved this man. These were his lifelong friends. Jesus had compassion. He had feelings like you and I do. He loved. He had desires. He had all the same things that we have, but without sin. And here, he loved these people, and he saw them in great pain. When he saw this woman in pain, he cried with her. His spirit literally was touched by her grief. And he troubled himself. That eaton there, that's reflexive third-person pronoun. Accusative, singular, masculine, reflexive, third-person pronoun. 11 and verse 34. Kai, apain, pu, tethe, kate, auton, legusen, auto, curie, erko, kai, ide. And he said, third person singular, second aorist, indicative active, and he said, and this took a few moments. Do you see the second aorist there? Okay. Where? That's an interrogative particle. Where is an interrogative particle? Where have you placed him? Look at that third person pronoun there. It's accusative, singular, masculine, third person pronoun. Do you see the difference? See, we had one with her a while ago. That was feminine on the end, feminine ending. And they say to him, Lord, you come and you see. You come and you see. Verse 35. 11:35. And here's the place in the Bible where it says it's the shortest verse in the Bible where it said Jesus wept. In the Greek it says, and he shed tears and he cried to Jesus. Edok krisen ho Jesus. He shed tears and he cried to Jesus. To Jesus, he shed tears and cried. He was crying. Now, why is he crying? For Lazarus or is he crying for these women? He's going to raise Lazarus. He knows that. He knows that already. Who's he crying for? Their grief. He's having compassion with them. 11 and verse 36. Elagon, un hoi judeoi, ide pos ephele auton. And they kept on saying, therefore, the ones Jews, you see, Ede, that's a little interjection. How he kept on loving him. Now, the Jews make a statement here. Now, they didn't know that Jesus is going to raise him. And they thought that Jesus is crying over Lazarus, but he's actually crying with Mary and Martha, is what he's doing. And, of course, he loved Lazarus, and he kept on loving him even after he was dead. And do you have people in your family that have died and you keep on loving? Yeah. You'll never forget them, do you? Your mothers, your fathers, your grandmothers, whatever. My grandmother raised me. I can hear her voice in my head echoing to this day, Jimmy. Every now and then I just hear it just as plain as day. And remember her. Remember her taking care of me and loving me. 11:37, tenes, day, ek auton, apon, uk, edinatol, hutos, ho, anoixos, tous ophthalmos, tu, tiflu, poieson, hina, kai, hutos, me, apothane. But, weak adversative conjunctive particle, that day there, that's where it starts. Day, some of the ones, out of them, they said, not, isn't he keep on being able, this one, the one having opened the eyes of the blind? This were his messianic, you know, opening the eyes of that blind man, that was his messianic credentials. This is proof that he's the Messiah. All right? If he said, and they said, not he is able, this one, the one having opened the eyes of the blind, to cause or to make that even this one, not he may die. All right? Not he may die. Couldn't he stop him from dying? All right? And this is his real good friend. 11:38. Jesus. Un Pauline. Embrimomenos. In ahiato. Ercate. Eis to menemion. Ein de spelaon. Kai lethos. Epikete, or kepito, I'll say it again, epiketo, ep auton. And therefore Jesus again, groaning from within inside, he kept on doing this. He was suffering in himself. And then he comes of his own volitative will. Look at that middle voice in that word. Third person singular, present, indicative, middle voice. See the middle voice? This is volition. He did this. To the tomb, the menemion, which kept on being, and the cave, and the stone. Look at the word speleon. What word speleon do we have in the English language that comes from this word? Huh? Speleon. Cindy? Spelunking, cave exploring. That's it. That's where the word comes from. I knew you knew that. And the word, and the cave, and the stone, it kept on lying against it. This stone. All right? This stone that kept on lying against it. 11:39. Abacala almost put me on the ground. Knocked the wind out of me for a moment. Please excuse my frailties. Legay, ho Jesus, arate, ton lethon, legay, auto, he adelphe, tu, tete, li, te, kotos, Martha, curie, ade, ose, Tetartaros, Tarios, Gar Eston. And he says to Jesus, you lift the stone. You lift the stone. This stone there. It wasn't a big stone, but it was a stone. Lift the stone. And she says to him, the sister, see that? Hey, Adelphi? What case is that in? Hey, Adelphi. What case is that in now? Remember a while ago when I told you to look at the word hey? Nominative singular feminine. Nominative singular feminine. Look at that definite article in front of it. If it was tain, that would have been accusative singular feminine. Here it is, hey. So this is nominative singular feminine. The sister of the one having died met his end, literally. He met his end. He came to the completion, to the end. He finished his race. Martha. What does Martha mean? Martha. Remember what Martha means? Brother Corey? Mark? Tammy, you remember what Martha means? Martha. This young lady? No? Rhonda? You know what? No. Martha. Elegant lady. Elegant lady. Martha means elegant lady. Okay? Elegant lady. That comes right out of Hebrew now. And Lord. Kyrie. That's in the vocative singular masculine case, this word Kyrie there. And again, she says Lord. Master, Jehovah, Adonai. Now, they knock me down yet. Now he smells. He has a bad odor because he's rotting. Let's don't move that stone. It will stink around here. All right. The fourth, for it is the fourth day. He's been dead 3 days and this is the fourth day. And remember the what did the Jews do? They would go sit in the tomb and they would cry and they'd weep and they would remember for 3 days. But on the fourth, but at the end of 3 days, they covered up the tomb because this guy is not asleep. He's not in a coma. He's dead. My body fluids are starting to ooze out of his body. He's dead. He's not just laying there. They knew that basically they had confirmed that this man is dead, dead. Dead, dead, dead. Okay? 3 days dead. So then they seal up the tomb and he stays there. Lage aute. Ho Jesus. Ukepon. Sui. Hote. Ion. Pistueses. Opse. Tain doxon. Tu theu. And he says to her, therefore, there. And he says to her, the Jesus. Not I told to you that if you may believe. Look at that word. That eon there. What class conditional is that? Third class conditional. What does the third class conditional rule mean? The third class conditional particle means condition undetermined but with prospect of termination. Okay? And what rules that conditional particle? The next word, the verb after that. And what mode is that verb in? The subjunctive mode tells us that's a third class conditional. If it was an indicative mode, it would be a first class conditional. If you may believe, you shall see for yourself the glory of the God. It's up to you to believe it. But you will see the glory of the God. 11:41. Aaron, un, ton, lethon, ho, de, Jesus, erain, tus, ophthalmos, ano, kai, epain, pater, eucharistu, sui, hote, ekousos, mu. And they lifted therefore the stone, and the Jesus, he lifted the eyes, Anna, up. And he said, now he's doing this for them, not any other reason. He's only doing this for the audience. Jesus knows already that the Father is going to hear him. The Father is there with him. But for their sake, this is what you call a condescension. Say condescension. God condescends down so we can understand something, so we can see it. So we can see and understand what's going on around. And he condescended to their mentality. All right? Jesus lifted the eyes up and he said, Father, I thank you that you hear me. What did he keep on telling these Jews before this when he did all these miracles? The Father is confirming that I am the Son. No man could do these miracles except that God be with him. Isn't that what Nicodemus said? And then Jesus said, if I don't do the miracles, don't believe me. If I do the miracles, believe me because of the sake of the miracles, because the Father is confirming my messianicship. He is, his messianic credentials were these miracles. That's why he performed them. 11 and 42. Ego Dei Adei, hote pon tote, mu akues, ala dia ton oklon, ton peri periais tota, apon hina pisiusin hote, si me apestalos. And I know already, I knew already, that always me you hear. But, strong adversity conjunction, but because of the crowd, how many people are there? How many people are here? What does this word mean? How many people, Corey? Remember how oklos means how many? 5,000 to 10,000 people are here, all around there. There's a big crowd here. When Valley Baptist Church is in congregating on Sunday morning, through all the services we have, at about 10,000 people sometimes. That's how many people were here. 5,000 to 10,000 people around this tomb. They filled up the whole town. Full. This is Jesus' best friend this died. Jesus shows up on the scene, and they're wondering what's going to happen around here. And the one, having stood around, I said in order that these, the crowd, the ones having stood around, each one of the ones having stood around, each individual, the whole crowd as a whole was there, but he's doing this for each individual. Each individual person, so they might believe and they might know that he is the Messiah and they might believe and be saved. That they might believe, third person plural, first aorist, subjunctive active. What mode is it believing in? We have a volitative quality of election. We have a volitative, we have a volition here. That you, me, you did send. 11 and 43. Now we have the first fruits of the resurrection coming forth. Now, kai, tauta, apon, phone, megale, ekrox, kasen, lazare, diro, exo. And these things having said in a voice great, loud, so they could all hear it. Lazarus, he could have whispered, and Lazarus would have come out of that tomb. He could say, Lazarus. And Lazarus would have busted out of that tomb. But he spoke in a loud voice, so they would hear him. In a megale, gadola, in Hebrew, megale, in a gigantic, loud voice, like the sound of a trumpet in Revelation 22:13 and Revelation 1:10 and 11. He spoke with a great shout for them, not for Lazarus. Okay? 1:44, 11:44. Exelthane, ho tethekos, di daimenos, tous podos, kai tas keros, kerios, kai he opsis autu, su dario, peri dedeto, lege autois ho esus lisate, auton kai afete, auton hibagen. And he cried, and he came out, the one having died, having been bound, the feet and the hands with strips of linen, grave like a mummy. He was bound like a mummy. Here we have Boris Karloff. See, you know, in the movie, I see the old, really. But I'm going to tell you something. It was more than that. They bound his arms and his legs, and they put spices all over him and everything because he was rich. So he was going to cover him with spices. They're going to cover him with opium. They're going to cover him with all kinds of perfume and everything. And he comes out of there, and they put his arm, they wound all his arms, and they put him like this and put his feet together. And he's bound and he's tied up, hog-tied, so to speak. But he busts out. He busts out of those. Cloth is strong, isn't it? Just try to tear your clothes. They don't tear easy. He's in multiple wrappings. And he stands up and busts loose of this. And the one having died, having been bound the feet and the hands with strips of linen grave wrapping like a mummy. And this is expensive stuff, too. This is linen now. Okay? This isn't cheap grave clothes. And the face of him with a face cloth. The word actually is in Latin, it is a sit darium. All right? It's a sweat, like a handkerchief, like a sweat rag. He's got that over his face. And having been bound around, he says to them, the Jesus, you loosen him and you allow him to go. You loosen him and you allow him to go. Why did he want him to take his grave clothes off? Wanted him stripping naked. Why? So they could see who he was. This is no magic trick. This is no magic trick. You allow him to go. He had to tear out of his mummy uniform, and now they say, unwrap him. And I want you to expose him to all these people. I want you to see that this is really Lazarus. Now we have a plot to murder. These Jews were murderers. They were liars. They were thieves. And basically convicts outside of the city of refuge. Convicts. These are bad people. These are religious people, but they are outlaws. Okay? There's a lot of outlaws that are in jail. And these people are the head of the religion of Israel, and they're plotting murder. Paloi, un ecto iudeon, hoi elthontes, pros tein mariam, kai the asamenoi, ha epoesen, epistueson, ace auton. And many, therefore, out of the Jews, the ones having come to the Mary, and having beheld, these were eyewitnesses. The word theater comes from this word. When you go to a theater, you see something with your eyes, don't you? And you hear it with your ears, and you see something. You're an eyewitness. That's what the word eyewitness means here. And having beheld what he did, they believed in him. A lot of these Jews believe now. That's why he cried with a loud voice. That's why he did this. That's why he had them expose Lazarus to them. They took him off and stripped him naked so they could see that this is the man. This is Lazarus. This is his form. In grave clothes, in a mummy, well, you know who's in a mummy uniform. But now they unwrapped him. And they believed. 11:46. Tenes, de ek auton, atelthon, pros tus phariseus, Kai epon autos ha epoeson Jesus. Now we see the bottom of the barrel. We see the gutter snipes. We see the dregs of society, even though they're in the upper crust. These are the rats. But some out of them, they went away to the Pharisees, and they told to them what he did, Jesus. and they told, they related to the Pharisees what Jesus did. And now what do you think they're going to do? The Sanhedrin assembles. Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin. What is the Sanhedrin? Corey, do you remember what the Sanhedrin is? Who established the Sanhedrin in history, in Judaistic history? Who was the one that established the Sanhedrin court? Do you remember? His name was Jeter. Jeter. Remember Jeter? His name was Jeter. His name was Reuel. His name was Reu. And his name was Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, is the one that established the Sanhedrin. And here is the Sanhedrin. I said his name was Reu. That means what? Friend. His name was Reuel, which means what? Friend of God. And his name was Jeter and Jethro, which means exalted one, very important one, okay? Blessed one, okay? This is Moses' father-in-law. He's the one that established the Sanhedrin. Synagogon. The word synagogon here, it would be moed in Hebrew, okay? This is the assembly. They assembled, therefore, the chief priest and the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin. And they kept on saying, jabber, 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 third person plural, imperfect, indicative, active, what shall we do? Because this one, the man, many, he does signs. What shall we do? What should have they done? They should have believed. All right, but what are they going to do? They're not going to believe. Verse number 48. Ion ophomen auton hutos pontes pistiousisen eis auton kai elusonte hoi romaioi kai arusen emon kai ton topon kai to ethnos. If we may leave him thus, all they shall believe in him. Look at that word, ace, auton. Through him all the way to heaven. Extension or limitation, the thought or verbal action. That's the word ace. And they shall come, the Romans, and they shall take of us both the place and the nation. We're going to lose our nation. We're going to lose everything. What are we going to do about this man? This is their king. This is their messianic king. This is the Messiah. This is Jehovah in the flesh, the one that would become. Jehovah means what? Jehovah means what? The one who shall become. All right. Now we have a donkey talking. A donkey talks in the next verse. A spiritual donkey. All right. Remember when Balaam's jackass talked? Here's another one talking. All right, whether he wants to or not. Okay. Eis, de, tis, ek, auton. Caiaphas. All right. Erkeros, erkerios. On, to, any auton. Ekeno. Epain, autois, himes, huk, oidate, udein. But a certain one out of them, Caiaphas, the high priest. Now God got a hold of him, whether he liked it or not. Here we have Balaam's donkey talking. Caiaphas means depressed, one who was depressed. Caiaphas. The high priest, being of the year that, and he said to them, ye, not ye have known, not one thing, nothing. Verse 11 and 50 now. Ude logizeste hote sim ferre himen hina eis anthropos apothane hiper tu lau kai me holon to ethnos apolete. He said, nor do you reckon that it is bindingly necessary to carry away for ye, in order that one man, he should die on behalf of the people, and not for all the entire nations, he should die. He might die. He might die for all these people. Now, Jesus Christ died for everyone, but not that death is not efficacious to everyone. He died for all, but is only efficacious to those that believe. Okay? So some of these weren't going to believe. 11 and 51. Tuto de oth hiatu uk epain ala akerius hon tu ene aton ekeno ep ro fe tusen hote emelain asus apos the naskain hepher tu ethnus. But this one from himself not, he said. Do you see that? It didn't come out of his will. It didn't come out of his spirit. It didn't come out of his soul. Caiaphas did not speak from himself. God gathered a hold of him. Come here, Caiaphas. Grabbed him by the ear. Drug him out there and pulled them ears out and started making those lips flap. He made him say what he did. God made him. Caiaphas was a high priest. He's supposed to be the spiritual leader of the whole nation. And so God grabbed a hold of him, grabbed him by the ears, and makes his lips start flapping and telling them the truth. For a moment, I imagine that Caiaphas spit forever. Spit, 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 after he said it. But this from himself not, he said. But the high priest being the year, that one, he prophesied that he kept on being about Jesus to die on behalf of the nation. Jesus is going to die on behalf of the nation. Kai, in 1152, Kai, uk, hipeter, tu, ethnus, monon, al, hina, kai, ta, tekna, tu, theu, ta, dies, kor, pi, mena, synagogue, ace, and hand. And not on behalf of the nation only, but in order that also the children of the God, the ones having been scattered, he might gather together unto one. He's going to die for the Gentiles too. These Jews were upset, weren't they? Here their high priest and their leaders had prophesied this. Caiaphas repeats this. Whether he wants to or not. 1153. Op ekines un tes hemeros ebule santa hina apo ketenosen auton. From that one, therefore, the day they took counsel in order that they might kill him. Now they want to kill him. They want to murder. Now they set out to murder. This is first degree murder. How many of you saw that little film on my stepfather when they arrested him, for breaking out of that prison back there? They couldn't hold him in a prison when he was guilty. Let alone when he was innocent. He was innocent when he was in that prison. And he broke out of that prison in Jackson, Michigan. And then he got out there and he got them exactly where he wanted them. And did you see how cool he was when they were questioning him? That's exactly where he wanted to be. He was upset because they didn't give him a razor to shave when he was on camera. He said, I would like to have the shave before I got here, Just smiling and going on. He wanted to find a lawyer to defend him because he was innocent. Newsweek magazine had a picture of him right on the front cover in Marion, Illinois, and there was a guy with a sign outside of the bar saying, I'm innocent. He was innocent. He didn't do as much time as he should have because he'd get to get in trouble for hijacking a helicopter and getting out of the He got a lot of other people in trouble too. But he quoted something from the Bible. A lot of people didn't realize that. They asked him at the end, what do you think about prison life? He said, bars aren't, cages aren't for people. In the Bible, did they have prisons? The bad people, what did they do to them? They killed them. But the people that weren't quite so bad, that got in trouble, what did they do with them? What did they do with them? Remember what they did? They could go to a city of refuge. A city of refuge was a colony. And there were several colonies in the land of Israel where people could go, and they would be useful citizens. They would work, and they didn't have to be caged up. They worked, and they carried on regular lifestyle, but they couldn't live there. I mean, they could stay there, and they were imprisoned. If you committed a crime, involuntary manslaughter or something, you had to go to the city of refuge. Now, there wasn't any bars there, but you had to stay there. And how long did you stay there? Till the high priest died. Or maybe it was life in prison. Dale says, what do you think we ought to do? And he said, well, I don't know. And he said, well, we could start colonies, cities of refuge, where the people could live with their families and carry out their lives and work and go on, like the city of refuge. These scoundrels here didn't deserve the city of refuge. They deserved being strangled, a rope stuffed down their throat with kerosene or some type of petroleum distillate, and then we'll set it on fire. And they would do this. They would take them out to an outhouse. You know, everybody had a thunder mug back then. They had these little things that they used in the house. They didn't have bathrooms, and they used these things, and they'd take them and dump them in a pit out there. And when they got ready to execute somebody, they took them out and they put them in an outhouse up to their armpits. That's where they belonged. They were dung. Okay? And they would take a rope or a scarf and wrap it around their neck. They'd bend them over if they chopped their head off, and they'd read to them all of this terrible things they had done and why they were being executed. Now, this is because they weren't worthy to live in a society. They couldn't be trusted to go to a city of refuge. They couldn't be trusted to voluntary imprisonment. Okay? They take them out there and they strangle them, open their mouth, and jab this thing down their mouth, and then set it on fire and let them burn to death. That's what they call burning. They'd stone them. They'd get them in an outhouse and stone them. Or they'd chop their head off. Or they would strangle them. Those are the different forms of execution. These people needed to be executed like that. These are bad people. That from that day on, they took counsel for themselves. Middle voice, volition. They took counsel, third person plural, first aorist, indicative, middle voice. In order that they might murder him. Volition, volition, the volition. 11 and verse 54. I started real late, so I'll finish a little bit late. I want to get through with this chapter if possible. Un ho un Jesus. Ukete paresia peripate in tois judeois alla apelthain ekethain eistain koran ingus teis eremu eis ephraim. Lugo menane, polen, cocaine, dia tribane, meta ton matheton. And therefore the Jesus no longer openly was freedom of speech. He kept on walking around. He couldn't do that because they had an all points bulletin out on him to kill him. Shoot on sight, basically. Murder on sight. Grab him. Incarcerate him. Kill him. Let's kill him among the Jews. But he went away from there into the country, into the villages, near the desert, the uninhabited areas, into Ephraim, near Bethel. And the one being called the town where he kept on passing, rubbing out time with the disciples of him. 11:55. Ein Dei Ingus, to Pascha. Oh, this is wonderful. This is the high day, the Passover of the Jews. To Idoi, Kai Ana Basin, Paloi Ace Jerusalem, Ektes Koros, Pro to Pascha Hina Agnison, Yautos. Now it kept on being near the Passover of the Jews. And they went up many unto the Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover in order that they might purify themselves. Oh, how hypocrites. Hypocrites, hypocrites, hypocrites. A lot of people say they won't go to church because there's too many hypocrites there. I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of hypocrites on the outside of church too. There's a whole lot of people here that were hypocrites, and these were the hypocritical leaders of Israel. 11:56. Ex eton, un ton esun, kai elegon, met alelon, en to ero, este kotes, ti doke, himen, hote ume, elte, estein uratein. And they kept on seeking therefore the Jesus, and they kept on saying with one another in the temple, in the temple, in the church house, let's plot murder in the church house. Okay, basically. Having stood what it seems to ye that know not he comes to the feast. 11:57, the All Points Bulletin. Dedo caeson. De hoi arceries, kai hoi phariseoi, entelein hina ion tis no, hu esten manise, hu pos piasosen auton. They had given now the chief priests and the ones Pharisees commands, an edict, a warrant for his arrest, in order that if anyone he may know, look at that word subjunctive there, it's in the subjunctive mode, that he may know where he is, that he should inform, bring up to their memory, just as they might arrest him. Someone turned to John 12:10 and verse 11. Not only was Jesus on the hit list, Tammy, you have it. Mark? John 12:10 and 11. John 12:10 and 11. Are you over there, Mark? You want to bring it up here and read it for me, please? Oh, you got the wrong glasses? Corey, do you have? You want to come up here and read that? Tammy? You're a good reader. Okay. 12:10 and 11. 12:10 and 11. John 12:10 and 11. It wasn't only Jesus they wanted to murder.
But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus.
All right.
I did not know that.
They were going to murder Lazarus. Now Lazarus might have been a little hard to kill. Because Lazarus may have had his glorified body. We don't know. He was dead for 4 days. He came back. Maybe Lazarus went with Jesus to heaven when he left. We don't know. Many theologians have many different ideas, but they wanted him dead. Whatever happened to Lazarus after, we don't know. But they wanted him dead because that was proof. They wanted that blind man dead. They ran him out of church. They ran his family out of church. They said, don't come back again. Leave. You're over. You're out of it. We don't want to see you. You remind us of what he did. Well, we went from 11:31 to 11:57. Do you have any questions? Brandy.
The chief priest that they're referring to here is Caiaphas.
Caiaphas and Annas.
Okay, so which one was supposed to be, one was son-in-law?
They were, yeah.
Which, that was Ananias?
Annas, yeah.
Annas.
Yeah. Annas and Caiaphas. They were high priests at that period of time. And even there was a man named Joseph that was high priest during that time. You don't hear all of this. You have to get some of this from extra biblical things. Okay, Josephus tells us a little bit about it. They were the high priests. They were the Sanhedrin. The whole high Sanhedrin was involved. The Apostle Paul was here. Do you remember? The Apostle Paul was a grown man. He had children. He was married. He was on the Sanhedrin. What part of the Sanhedrin was Paul? Huh? He was a Pharisee. Yeah, there were so many Seraphies. There were... What? What part did he play in the Sanhedrin, especially in Acts the 7th chapter? What was he? He was a bailiff. He was the one that stood up and read the verdict. He read the verdict in Acts the 7th chapter over Stephen, didn't he? And he threw the first stone. That was Paul. Paul was probably here and part of this. All of these people now, the Lord wrangled with him just a little bit, didn't he? Right? So we have a lot of people involved, and all the religious leaders are bankrupt of Israel. Jesus went in there, he rode in there on exactly the day that he was supposed to ride into the city of Jerusalem, and he rode there on a white donkey. We know that all the princes rode into Israel on a white donkey. White means what? Basically, peace. Okay? Peace and righteousness. All right. Here we have the King of Righteousness riding in on a white donkey that had never been ridden before, by the way. And they're throwing down all of these palm leaves and everything. This is what we call Palm Sunday. And he rides in there, and he takes the reins of his kingdom. He makes a whip. He whips and turns over the benches, breaks the benches of the money changers, and turns all the doves and everything loose, turn the animals loose in there, and said, "You are bankrupt. Forget it. I'm taking over my kingdom." And then they really were mad. He kept making these people infuriated with him, didn't they? They wanted to murder him. And boy, when they finally could lay hands on him. Remember when he was arrested by Judas? And Judas, what was Judas' occupation before he was a disciple of Jesus? What was his occupation? Huh? He was a Sicarii. He was a murderer. There were two Sicaries in Jesus' church. Simon, the Zealots were the Sicarii. Those are the ones that hid out at Masada. They are the ones, the assassins, that would go up to the Roman soldiers with these long, skinny, double-bladed knives and stick them and turn them in the rib cage, into their heart, and walk off as they bled to death. That's what they were. Well, this Sicarii, this hitman, hit on Jesus. And when they said, "Where's Jesus?" And he said, "Here I am." And what did they do? They were so shocked they hit the ground. They were shocked that he said, "Here I am." And they had him in their hands. Now what are we going to do with him? So they start to beat him and to do all the things that was against the law. They plotted first-degree murder. There was no... When they committed a knowing crime, there was no forgiveness of sins. There is no forgiveness when you go out and you plot a crime. You can't get forgiveness. Did you know that? There is the laws, the sacrifices were for unknown knowing, were for involuntary or sins of ignorance. This is a malignant, cancerous sin of first degree murder. First degree murder. And how long had they planned this first degree murder? How long had been planning this murder? I'm doing the book of Exodus right now. Right over there it says, "If you didn't plan this," not a week ahead. How long had they been planning Jesus? How long had they been trying to kill him? 3.5 years. When he first got up in the synagogue and said, "This day these scriptures are fulfilled," they tried to stone him the first time, right at the beginning of his ministry. Right there. Anything else? Any other questions? Corey? No? Cindy? Randy? No? Tammy? Mark? Rhonda? Mike? Sharon? Nobody? All right. Well, let's have a word of prayer and dismiss you. Go out and capture the world for the Lord. Go out and do something eternal. Who wants to come up here and dismiss us in prayer tonight? Corey, you want to come up here?
Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we are thankful for the lessons that we've learned this evening. May we apply them in our lives as we go out, and be with us as we leave this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This book of John is a real action movie.